The heart of the Bears Ears debate is about preserving human history. But the National Monument fight isn't just about ruins. It's also about the stories scattered across southeastern Utah's landscape. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Jonathan Till is a curator at the Edge of the Cedars Museum in Blanding. When I met him last year, he was examining new donations, a basket, a ladle, a flute, and some clay pots.
Normally we don't take things that don't have any good excavation or locational information behind them. If I don't know where it's from, how does this inform us?
A local patriarch had collected the artifacts long ago, and when he passed away, no one could say where they'd been found. Till thought they might be more than 800 years old, but he couldn't be sure. If he'd seen where they were originally found, in a kiva, for instance, the pieces could tell him lots more.
Imagine taking Genesis, the book of Genesis, and then cutting out each word, or just cutting out letters or groups of letters, and then tossing it up into the air, and then giving me a handful of letters from that.
Bears Ears is full of snippets like this: ruins, graves, pottery, tools, even trash heaps. Archaeologists say there could be over 100,000 significant sites where objects help tell a story, the human story.
So think about the question, what are the circumstances around us becoming farmers? How do we go from hunter-gatherers to being farming people? And how do we go from hunter-gatherers to being city dwellers, to being urbanites? You know, these are all crucibles that much of the world has gone through. If you want to tackle that question, this is where you want to tackle it.
The land around Bears Ears contains stories unfolding over 12,000 years. What we believed, why we fought wars, and how we cope with wild swings in the climate.
This is it. This is the place on the planet where we can talk about how we become modern-day human beings.
The National Monument's boundaries don't worry Till. What does is enforcing laws and educating visitors, regardless of the monument's size. He wants the stories preserved, their pages left intact. The Trump administration wants to shrink the monument. So does Blanding historian Janet Wilcox.
This landscape is used by lots of people in lots of ways. It needs to be a shared landscape.
Wilcox has been writing up San Juan County stories for decades. History, both Anglo and ancient, is a local tradition, she says. In fact, government researchers and universities used to pay locals to dig up pottery and other artifacts.
So you would go out and plant in your garden or in your bean field or wherever, and you were digging stuff up. You know, it was everywhere.
Pot hunting is illegal now, and Wilcox agrees that artifacts should be protected. But she says it's extreme and impossible to try to preserve everything, especially on 1.3 million acres.
I don't know how many archaeological sites have to be excavated to have the whole story, to tell you the truth. And I think a certain amount of that is really important. We need to know it. But I don't think it's critical to survival today.
Like so many people who live here, Wilcox says restrictions on the monument shouldn't sideline other local traditions like hunting, ranching, and cutting firewood.
What I think I hear you saying is we shouldn't let the dead stop
the living. Yeah, exactly. We need jobs here, and we need a tax base, and we need to keep working to improve our schools. You know, so yeah, I think the living are more important.
We're going to go down to a ruin because that's visual.
Josh Ewing is taking me to places in Bears Ears that aren't found on maps. We head down a dirt track, over slick rock, and we come to a lush Red Rock Canyon.
Well, I brought you to this area because it illustrates the archaeological importance of a broad spectrum of the monument and not just some small little part that politicians might choose as important.
Patterned pottery sherds litter the sand. A stone block ruin is tucked high in a sandstone alcove. Petroglyphs are scratched into a wall nearby. Ewing's group, Friends of Cedar Mesa, wants the boundaries to stay the same.
So places like we're at here are very likely to be eliminated from national monument protection.
The Antiquities Act says monuments should include the smallest area needed to protect the objects. This monument might seem vast, Ewing says, but it fits that definition.
At Bears Ears, even relatively small reductions in size would leave out hundreds, if not thousands, of objects that were intended to be protected by the original proclamation.
Hundreds of archaeologists pressed for the monument's creation last year. This year, the Trump administration is considering smaller boundaries. It's getting advice from the state of Utah, which used to keep two field archaeologists on the payroll to help read cultural landscapes like this. But they were laid off years ago, so it's not clear if anyone drawing the new maps can hear when the pages of history are being torn away. Judy Fays, KUER News.